Yes, you're tuned to Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM and freakradio.org. That was the Wall Street Traitors off their album Dirty Little Busy People. A track called We're All Speeding, and we also heard You're Shopping and We're Working. On the line with me right now, we have one of the members of Wall Street Traitors. It's Price Mavery, bass player. You there?
Yeah, I am. How's it going, Bob?
Can you hear me all right?
Oh, yeah, I hear you great. What about this?
Yeah, it sounds good. You're talking to us live from Birmingham, Alabama, where you guys are at as well.
Yeah, actually, I'm just outside in a sort of a rural area, just outside Birmingham. But Birmingham's where everything goes on, except, you know, when we practice, we do it here. We cram into a little room, you know. But I got a nice organic garden, and it's pretty cool.
That's cool. That's great. You got an album out. It's called The Dirty Little Busy People, self-release stuff. It's you guys aren't on any corporate label. You're on your own, I guess. What is it? President's Head Records. They made up that for so you could release it yourself, I believe, right?
That was it. Yeah, this is the only release we have. But, you know, who knows? Maybe something happens.
And folks can contact you. What the hell is that? There's a email address somewhere. Where did I put it? Oh, it's kind of hard to read. And get it under the light here. WallStreetTraders at RiseUp.net.
Yeah.
And there is a kind of a site, WallStreetTraders.uni.cc/, something like that.
Yeah, so, like, you know, I'm our home phone line is down, so I'm on the front porch looking in, but I can see my computer. But if you've got it in front of you, you can see it better than I can. Yeah, you and I, you know, I asked my buddy Salem to send me a link a few minutes ago, and I had to run out here, and he may have. I hope that's the right link. But, you know, if you email me, if you don't get anything there, then I'll send you the right link. Or, you know, we'll get it up on the indie media later or whatever.
Well, how long you guys been around, Wall Street Traitors, first of all?
Well, we've been actually the same members in the band, and we have a new guitar player besides Bob, and we've all sort of played in bands together for a long time, you know, since the 80s, and so late 80s. And we actually had a band called Mr. Charlie Atombaum.
Uh-huh.
And BAUM, and that we got a nice letter back from Jello that was encouraging, you know, personally written. That made us feel really good. But that's really the only thing we ever, you know, sold or gave away to anybody of any consequence. And so this is really the first thing that we've done with this band name. And we've been working on this shit for about maybe 3 years.
Yeah.
And you know, we move slow, and the only stuff we've done so far in town here is like non-profit. You know, we played demo and played a thing with the guy who started Common Ground down in New Orleans. They had a speak out about the aftermath of Katrina, living in times of war, and, you know, how could we allow this to happen to New Orleans when we're spending all this money on this war and everything. So we played that. So we haven't made one penny yet off this band, but that's actually okay.
You're also with Tara Threat, who sang in that last female singer.
Right,
also
right.
Playing
She's
keyboard.
She plays keyboard too, yeah.
And then Bullet Bob, I guess he's not with you anymore, playing guitar.
Well, Bullet Bob played guitar on the CD, and Fred drums, and now we have Tommy Hellfingers.
Tommy Hellfingers.
Our guitar player, yeah. And he's good, too. You know, he's got a little bit less of the metal on the CD, a lot less, honestly. He likes loud guitar, but he sort of has more of a straight punk sound to his playing, I would say, on a lot of stuff than, you know, the metal. But I kind of play metal on the bass, you know, in a way. I mean, like metal guitar on the bass or something. So we still have a crunch to it. But I would say that super rock solos that Bob put on will be different with Tommy. But still, you know, it's I love what we're doing right now anyway. It's, you know, we're working on our next project. So
your music also has kind of a political, almost anarchist kind of bent to it.
I would hope so.
What are your influences from that?
Well, I don't know, growing up mainly, you know, just I sort of happened to find that anarchists said things that I believed in a long time ago, and I've always tried to, you know, debate with socialists and anarchists and find out sort of what are the things that divide us, because I know what the things are that make us similar, but it's, you know, it's just sort of, you know, I don't really want to put a label on myself, but
right.
If I had to, I would definitely say I'm an anarchist. Howard Zinn, you know, not all my influences have been anarchists at all, you know, but people who believe in social justice are, you know, the people I pay attention to mostly, and the ones who seem to have really big hearts and honesty are a lot of times anarchists, I could put it that way. And I love Howard Zinn, and of course, you know, Noam Chomsky, I've read both, but I read other things, and I listen to a lot of other things too. So mainly just growing up in the South, having racists in my family, not my immediate family, but being influenced by my mom, who, you know, made sure that we were not going to be racists, for starters, and that's one of my early memories. And then just sort of working after high school, getting out and working and seeing the relationships between the different classes. And, you know, I didn't come from a poor family. I'm poor now. One of the layers of rotting flesh.
Yeah.
I just have not aspired to be any sort of a businessman.
Right.
And so, you know, what I do is I try to do a little activism in my life, and that's sort of the success that I enjoy. You know what I mean? I think I've had plenty of success in that realm.
Speaking of racism, you have a song called Hoodwank. And
yeah.
I wanted to play that right now. You want to explain a little bit about what the song's about?
Yeah, sure. I hope nobody would understand the introduction. I'm sure that you don't have that on
No.
there. But it's basically, it's about how stupid you have to be to want to terrorize people based on their skin color. Or it's about two guys lighting a cross on fire. You know, and I know they say they light them, but we say they burn them. That pisses off the Klansmen, you know.
Uh-huh.
They want you to say they lit the cross, not that they burned the cross, but they burned the cross, you know. I'm not a Christian, but I understand that pisses them off, so I try to say that. But, yeah, anyway, go ahead.
All right.
Play it if you want.
This is Wall Street Traders. The track's called Hoodwink.
Shame.
All right, Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM. That's a Wall Street Traders called Hoodwank. It's off of their Dirty Little Busy People. On the line with me is Price Mavery, bass player. And is that you on vocals as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. And you guys are out of Birmingham, Alabama, and I understand that you work with Food Not Bombs there. How's that going these days?
Well, it's great, actually. I mean, it's from some of the stories I've heard from you, ours is very tame. You know, I mean, like you mentioned to me before that they were that you guys have more of a tourist town, and so maybe that's what it is. But there's just a few police who are really dicks to the homeless. I think they're just doing what the city wants them to do, and the other ones are like, fuck it. You know, like,
yeah.
they don't go out of their way
yeah.
to mess with them as much. But we do have some police who harass the homeless here. I mean, as you can imagine. It's police and it's homeless people. So, but they, you know, they did, they chased them. Like when the Olympics came here into Atlanta, they had some overflow games in Birmingham and they paid each homeless person $20 and gave them a bus ticket to Huntsville just to sort of get them out of sight and out of mind. So our attitude with Food Not Bombs is that, you know, I've been hanging around and some of us have been hanging around. I'm on the oldest one in the group. And, I've been hanging around the Five Points South Fountain for years. And, you know, people used to actually go down there and sit up on the steps of the church, and the church is really cool about that. I mean, you know, even people might drink beer up there, but they were kind of cool about it. And it's, you know, now it's like the police are trying to chase everybody away because there are some new businesses which have opened up, and they want to clear the homeless from the area, basically. So the other local service providers are into the idea of our homeless people won't get in your way. We'll keep them over here on the side of town, and they are the ones who feed them way more than we do. But it's sort of an institutionalized thing. So what we do is on Sundays, we have food that we've recovered throughout the week, and we have to buy, like I buy beans every week. It's kind of hard to recover beans. I mean, we just don't very
yeah.
often, but... So I buy some dried beans every week, and everybody else pitches in when they have to, and we make it happen regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then after Katrina, we have like on every Sunday, I should finish, every Sunday in the afternoon we have a picnic. And this is the guys really like what we serve way better than what they can get in the other places around here. It's all vegetarian, of course, vegan. Unless somebody sprinkles some Parmesan cheese on something, you know.
Right.
But anyway, it's a really good thing. It goes on every week, and we have a great time with it. There's like four or five other people who are really constant and do a lot of work. And I rarely go and recover food other than the farmer's market because I have a truck, and I'll go every Saturday in the summertime, and we'll get some food and
yeah,
take it back and fix it up, you know. But it's a great thing, man. We really like it.
Yeah, it's amazing the waste. When I was doing Food Not Bombs here, we would physically dumpster dive sometimes to get stuff. Now they're all used trash compactors to keep the homeless out of the garbage, of course.
Yep.
And you know, it's just funny how people are so, you know, they want to protect.
Some people would rather throw it away than to see someone have it for free. I don't know if I sent a picture to you. I think I may have, but it's a guy who's throwing a box into the dumpster. And I know that in California, people look at you funny when you say sir, but we say sir here. Like if you're trying to talk to old people or whatever, it's sort of a polite Southern thing. And I go, excuse me, sir. And he throws the box. He turns around and sees me and recognizes I'm about to ask him for the food, and he just pitches it into the dumpster, you know, like So we do have people, some farmers who'd rather throw food away than to give it to us, but you know, we don't use bad parts either. We get enough that we can be selective, and we only use anything that's, you know, worthy to not be in the dumpster. So we've had a lot of compliments on our food from people who've been to California and other places and Texas, and they say, oh man, you guys your Food Not Bombs is right up there with the best. So
yeah, I checked out.
We're proud of it.
I checked out one of your photos there, and yeah, all sorts of great little like peaches and all sorts of great.
Oh, you know it, man. Stuff. And we're really careful about make sure everything's really clean. And I painted the table white so we could see, you know, so in case anybody comes up to give us any shit about it, then
yeah,
we have, you know, the health department doesn't care because we don't have. We've already checked with them. One of our members did, and they don't care because we're not serving meat. So,
or you're not selling it either. That's a big thing.
You know, one of the other homeless providers came up and said, well, at least you use hand sanitizer and you know, wipe the table down. That's good. And she was trying to find something wrong with us and just couldn't. So the Red Cross actually called the police on us after Katrina. I was the first to show up, and I asked for permission to serve people inside the Coliseum.
Which Coliseum?
Jefferson County Civic Center.
So there was a lot of overflow from Katrina there?
Oh, yeah, man. They went all over the country. And, like, we had a lot of people who came here, and it was, like, right after Katrina. And we did our normal – we never, ever have missed a Sunday. And we did our normal picnic, and then we took what we had left, which I made double that day, and we took down, which was beans and rice, spicy. It's, you know, Cajuns and people from New Orleans, so – anyway, they would not let us serve it because it didn't come out of a can or dried in a box or something. Maybe they want to feed the economy more than they want to feed people. I don't know.
Right.
But,
right.
She said, you can't serve it in here, but I can't stop you from going to the sidewalk. And so we went to the sidewalk, and then the police showed up and said she had called them and said there's people on the sidewalk serving food. So then I asked him if we could go across the street, and he said, I can't stop you. And so we went across the street and served people much better food than they were getting in the Red Cross shelter. So I just wish, you know, it's a big institution, and they like to keep it that way. The Red Cross, that is.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that you're helping out with Food Not Bombs, and it seems like a lot of musicians, politically aware musicians, anarchists, whatever you want to call them, musicians, that goes hand in hand, like with Food Not Bombs and social organization groups. We're going to wrap it up here. I'm going to be playing one more track here, my favorite track. Actually, I first heard of you from, Dickie Richards' Bastards Road of Che show that he no longer does. But he'd open up with this song called Your Mind. And it's one of my favorite, actually my favorite track off of the whole album. And it's got some excellent lyrics about...
you want me to give you a P.O. box or do you have it?
Sure, I don't have it, but what is your P.O. box again?
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Cell phone. You cut out.
Oh, okay. What was your P.O. box?
It's P.O. box 100171.
Okay.
And that is Irondale, iron as in the metal, Irondale, Alabama, 35210. And, you know, $10 is great. We'll handle the shipping for that.
Okay.
And, you know, just make it out to Wall Street Traders, and that's great. I really appreciate your time, man.
Or folks can email to wallstreettraders@riseup.net.
Yeah.
About the song Your Mind, I notice at the very end of the song, there's this thing about this guy, Sam Walton. And
I worked at a Sam's Club when I was like 19 years old. You know, I worked at a Sam's Club. Sam Walton, the Walmart, those people. I worked at a Sam's Club, and I was the buggy pusher, you know.
They call it Sam's Club there?
And they made us one day, they said, don't bring too many shopping carts in, because Sam Walton's going to show up, and we don't want any accidents while he's here or anything. So just keep it below 10. So I say 13 in the song because I like the way it sounds, but I actually just had 11 shopping carts or so, you know. And I came in the door, and I almost smacked him right in his spine, you know, and I flipped my wrist, the natural, humane thing to do, before I knew who it was, you know.
Sam
so
Walton.
I let everybody down, but I'm sorry about that.
The owner of Walmart as well.
Yeah, that's what was always my joke to the other buggy pushers, that I can't believe I didn't hit him, you know. But
yeah,
anyway, so I just threw that in. That's the coda of the song, you know. It's just a joke, but
the end of the, yeah,
I thought it was a nice little black joke, you know.
Well, the song itself is really interesting. It talks about people making enemies, like people blaming immigrants, the one who worked the hardest, could get the smallest slice, that kind of thing. And it's kind of funny how we how folks do that, you know, blame each other on these things when we all should be
the
working
people
together.
People you have more in common with than the people who are exploiting all of you.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Cool.
Any last words here before we get into your mind?
Well, not really. I guess that pretty much does it. I would say the lyrics, you know, they're not. Sometimes it's an attempt to be less than artful in a way to be my own art or whatever, like nursery rhymes for really angry adolescents of all ages, you know. But that's why I think it's more punk than anything else. But it's definitely eclectic in places. And I don't know, man. I hope somebody will enjoy it.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to me.
I appreciate it again, man.
And here is Wall Street Traders with Your Mind, Free Radio Santa Cruz, Operation Ear Infection.
Little fine, must be a wise investment.